conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He's fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars, culture war.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. What up, people? Thank you so much for tuning in. All right. Okay. So y'all gonna have to bear with me. My switchboard operator is out on vacation. So I'm having to do a little extra stuff here. So y'all gonna have to bear with me here. I'm working it out. So I'm having to be a half man band here. One and a half man band here. But anyways, hey, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. You're talking about Crazy Joe pandering to black people.
People of color.
Joe Biden, he panders to black people because black people are leaving the Democrat Party in great numbers. And I'm enjoying every minute of it. And, you know, I talked about it last week and I was telling Shannon, I said, you know, I would like to think that I played a, you know, small role. I mean, I like to think that I played a big role in this, but, you know, there's a lot of black people that are speaking up like me as of today. Now, a lot of black people are turning away from the Democrat Party. I turned away from the Democrat Party completely when I lived in California. You know, I moved to California as a Democrat. And I broadened my horizon. I said, I'm no longer going to be a registered Democrat. I went as an independent, you know, because I just saw a few things. And then I started transitioning. And I'm like, well, in California, you can't vote in the primary if you are independent. And I'm like, you can't? No. So then I had to decide, do I want to be a registered Democrat or do I want to be a registered Republican? So, of course, after looking at just a little bit of information when I was there, I went as a registered Republican. Still not knowing the whole reason why I wanted to be on the right. You know, I wanted to try something different too, just to be honest with everybody. Before I got the full reason of, you know, leaving the Democrat Party and after Obama lit up the White House in the sodomite colors and I was just completely disgusted with him. And then just more information started presenting itself. And one thing led to another. And now I'm a hardcore conservative Republican. Or, let me correct that. Hardcore conservative MAGA Republican. I'm so hardcore conservative MAGA Republican. The SBLC, was it SBLC? Yeah, the Southern Poverty Law Center. They had me listed as so far right. Me. Yes, this guy you're looking at right here. They had me listed so far right that I was further than the Klan. I was so far right. The Southern Poverty Law Center had me so far right. They had me past the white nationalists that they were complaining about. I'm like, man, dude. So you mean to tell me all of these white nationalists and white supremacists trying to be like Will Johnson? Going to the right? I'm so right. I mean, right don't even look right without Will Johnson in it. According to the SPLC. Hey, I'm just saying what it is. Shannon's seen it. I mean, I couldn't believe it. You know what? I'm kicking myself because when they had a chart and they would rate you on the chart. And I'm telling you, I was so far around. I'm like, man, this is wild. I took it as a badge of honor. I was happy to see it. Okay. Before I get to Joe Biden pandering to black people, and I got some doozies for you. You've probably seen some of them. And some of them you probably haven't seen. You know, I like to try to mix it up a little bit here. But let me share this first one with you about President Trump in New York. In New York, you have the nut job, Michael Cohen. And you know what? When you have the Communist News Network. Now, see, I haven't even watched this clip yet. My producer was telling me about this clip before we came on it. So y'all going to get my reaction for the first time watching this with you. Well, according to my producer, she was saying that CNN was highly surprised that Michael Cohen lied. Did I get that right, Shannon? Is that correct?
Yeah.
They're highly surprised that Michael Cohen lied in court.
I mean, it's just funny because these are the people that used to trash Cohen, right? Yeah. And now all of a sudden they're like so surprised that that he's not this honest person. I'm like sitting there going, when they shifted sides, you know, to the Democrat Party, like of a sudden he should be full of integrity.
You know what it is? They got this. When you were a kid, did you ever get the flower and it had the leaves on it? You go, he loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. So in this case with Michael Cohen, the CNN and the Democrats, we love him. We love him not. We love him. We love him not. when they figure they can get Trump, then they can't get Trump. We can get Trump. But then we can't get Trump.
When he's on
right?
the right They're side of off. The flower, he's no good. When he's on the left side of the flower, he should be blooming.
I went all the way around. I think the whole point of the flower, you know, is those little daisies, right?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. you pluck them and then you get to the last one. So whatever was the last one, because you know that all of them have with different numbers.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And you
that.
Get to the last one, it either be that he loves me
or
we love him or we love him not. Get down to the last one. So what do? They just pick up another flower. Let's try it again. Hopefully we'll get it this time. But let's listen together how the Communist News Network is now all of a sudden just completely surprised. Like, oh, what is this? We had no idea that Michael Cohen was such a liar. Had no idea.
Truly amazing stuff that's going on right now. Some truly stunning moments in the courtroom, to be sure, earlier today. Cohen admitting to stashing tens of thousands of dollars from Trump back in 2016. That was intended to go to a technology company.
It was stunning. It was stunning. I mean, really stunning that Michael Cohen lied. It was just stunning.
Yeah,
I mean,
he embezzled. He stole money from Trump.
He stole money. This dude stole money. You know what? I think Michael Cohen is going to end up seeing the inside of a prison cell. Other than this house rest.
You know what? Someone else was saying they're like, didn't he just admit to like.
He thousands of dollars. And yeah. President Trump is like, wait a minute, you're stealing. Wait a minute. Here it is.
Was it 30,000? Yeah.
How much has President Trump paid in these fraudulent gag order tabs right now?
Oh, you're right. I don't know. How I know at one that? Point it was 6,000. I'm not sure how many other times.
I think President Trump can get that number up to 30,000. And then he can get Michael Cohen to pay it. Right? Then get Michael Cohen to pay.
Well, it sounds like to me Trump has a lawsuit against Michael Cohen, to be honest with you.
I mean, he really does.
He already won with Stormy Daniels. Maybe Cohen's next.
Yeah.
Trump attorney Todd Blanche asking him directly, and I'm quoting now, so you stole from the Trump organization? Cohen replying, quote, yes, sir.
Oh, wait. And this was supposed to be their star champion. Michael Cohen was supposed to be like the nail in the coffin. Is it just me? Well, I know it's not, but I'm just saying that for, you know, just to be saying it because it just rings. Is it just me? No, it's not just me. But what I'm talking about here is it, you know, is anyone else recognizing how every single thing, I mean, everything, there hasn't been nothing, nada, zero, zip. Everything that they've done or trying to go on after President Trump, is everything has collapsed. How does that happen? I mean, everything. I mean, there's not a single thing that the Democrats have been trying to do to President Trump. Other than when Nancy Pelosi was in the House, she had the gavel, they had the votes, and that's the only reason why they were able to impeach President Trump twice in the House, because they had the votes. That is the only reason. If they didn't have the votes, it would have never happened, because you're not supposed to impeach people over hearsay, over a phone call, over transcript, over fraudulent information. It's not supposed to happen. But everything else that they've been throwing at President Trump, other than that and the coup d'etat that they did against President Trump, that and the coup d'etat, everything else has been failing beautifully. I was almost going to say miserably, but it's been beautiful. Everything. Now, look at this one. Of course, you have congressmen show up in New York to talk about Michael Cohen lying. Don't you think that the people on the left want to hear the truth? Well, I know that's a loaded question because we already know the answer to that. The people on the left, they never want to hear the truth. The people on the left, they reject the truth. They know that Michael Cohen was a liar before they put him on the stand. But they were in their minds, their twisted, demonic minds, they had this vision that Michael Cohen was going to give them what they were looking for. I guess maybe they were counting on Michael Cohen to continue lying. And then if he was going to continue lying, just make up a story about President Trump, because they already got a corrupt judge. Michael Cohen didn't get the memo. They got a corrupt DA. Michael Cohen didn't get the memo. They are on his side. He could have lied all day long and they would have protected him. You know, demons protect the demons. But Michael Cohen, he felt compelled to tell the truth. I mean, it's really bizarre. It's really bizarre. How did Wolf Blitzer put it? How did Wolf Blitzer just put it? It's remarkable. Well, listen to this. Because you have these members of Congress, they're showing up at President Trump's courthouse and they're going outside and they're speaking to the media, right? Because that's the only place they allow the media. So they're outside talking to media, but the tyrants there in the background, they don't want you to hear the truth. Now, I do apologize for this audio because there's people in the background screaming and yelling, hitting their drums, banging the drums, like, stop telling the truth about Michael Cohen. We want Trump. We want Trump. This goes to show that you can tell people the truth. You can show people the truth, and they'll still go along with the lie.
Thank you, General. My name is Cash Patel, former national security prosecutor, former public defender, and I'm here to tell you, after 6 weeks of unconstitutional trial, we have finally found a crime. Michael Cohen admitted on the witness stand just this morning to six different felonies of stealing Donald Trump's money.
You know what? I can only imagine the reason why these people are out here screaming like this, because they got the memo. They heard, too, that Michael Cohen stole all this money from President Trump. This is the crime. This is what he's saying. I know it's difficult. I'm glad there's captions on there. But he said straight up saying that the crime, we've actually found a crime in this case. And it was what Michael Cohen did, stealing all of this money from President Trump. And this should clear it up. This should be the nail in the coffin for this whole case to be thrown out. I mean, really, because the whole point of this was the hush money.
And you know,
Michael Cohen wasn't hush enough. Michael Cohen tried to keep the hush money hush, and to come to find out, he stole $30,000 from President Trump.
You know what I think is interesting, and tell me if you've noticed something different. You know, at the beginning, when you had all these press people come out, you even had, you know, some Republicans go to these trials and come out to the mic, and it's been pretty quiet there, right? Yeah. The people have been coming out and just talking about what they're experiencing in the courtroom. It wasn't until bad things started happening in the courtroom since things started turning for the worse. And now all of a sudden you have liberals there trying to make noise while these people try to come out and talk because they don't want you to hear it.
Yes, let's prevent the truth from getting out.
Right? I mean, this is great. It's, you know what? It's odd to me because they're the ones telling us that how bad Trump was, right? They're the ones telling us about he's a liar, he's a this. And so when we get to the truth that it wasn't Trump.
It was never a crime committed.
They don't want to hear the truth. They will deny over and over and over because they have what we call TDS. I mean, they just hate Trump. They have been so manipulated.
Yes, right? That was never a crime.
They've been so manipulated to now they're like, oh, we don't even care about the truth. We just hate him because we've already been brainwashed to hate him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's that? People? What does it say? People?
People the we?
People the we? Mm-hmm. I guess it's backwards in other than we the people. God mm-hmm. bless you, brother. Never give in. You make the weak stronger. Well, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that blessing.
So
thank
nice.
You so much.
That appreciate your support.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so
we
much.
We love LFA and we love you guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Now, with this case, let me share this one too. Because this case should be thrown out. Listen to what they're saying here on Fox News. You know, how we feel about Fox News. But, you know, every now and then Fox News will come through with something really incredible, really valuable. Well, I want y'all to listen to what they're saying here on Fox News about this case, and it should be completely thrown out. Now, the gentleman you're about to hear, his name is Eric. He used to be a DA. What he's seen take place in this case is a total disgrace. He used to occupy the office, and now he's speaking out. Should be thrown out immediately.
It's hard to understand how the judge is not going to grant a directed verdict. Since there's no evidence that links President Trump to any record keeping whatsoever. I just don't understand it. And I don't think all of my colleagues and all the people that I worked with in the DA's office have all said to me, Eric, go out and talk about this. You have the experience to address it. And they're actually have all unanimously, whether they like President Trump or never Trumpers, have said they're embarrassed by the DA's office bringing this type of case. And it's destroyed the integrity of my old office.
Destroyed the integrity. Just absolutely destroyed it. And, I love the fact how he brings up never Trumpers, right? Even some never Trumpers are saying that, yeah, this has just gone a little too far. This is just a little too much. We need to put an end to this. This needs to stop. Even never Trumpers. When you're bringing up fraudulent cases, trying to go after your political rival, and then they expect us to look the other way. They expect us to act like it's not even happening. Really? We're supposed to expect that. We're supposed to think that. Like, look, it's not that bad. It's really not happening. Look, we just need to get Trump out of the way. They don't want you to support him. You know what? As long as we've been alive, all of us, we've seen a lot of movies. We've read a lot of books. We've seen a lot of magazines. Right. We've seen a whole bunch of information on social media. Back in the day, before we had access to all of the information that we have today, people would have believed what the Democrats are doing. People would have believed it. Like, oh, my goodness, this is so bad, because we wouldn't have any information otherwise to say, nope, that's not true. But we have that today. There's networks like LFA. That comes out and they tell you the truth. You hear the truth. And you know what? You're hearing the truth a lot of other places too. But see, you come here because you know you're hearing the truth and you like to hear the truth, even when you don't like the truth. Even we don't like it. Like, for example, Joe Biden is in the White House. We don't like it. We're talking about the country, the situation that he put the country in, but you still come for the truth. That's what it's about. We're all adults here. The fact that they're doing this to President Trump, and it should not be happening. It shouldn't be the case. But yet here we are. Yet here it is. Front and center. Like it never even happened. Like it never even happened. All right, when we come back from this break, I'm going to show you some of the black people that's talking about Joe Biden. Because, you know, Joe Biden's been begging. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere, black people. Keep your black butt right here. Boy, that's Joe Biden talking to black people.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50-plus UV protection, water-resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
I feel like it's just a way to kind of get the black vote and the young vote and to help his election, because I believe he knows that less and less people are in support of him, especially with his handling of Israel and Palestine and his banning of TikTok and the aid that he is sending to countries and just the kind of economic state of the United States right now.
Some students have strongly criticized Biden's invitation, given his administration's support for Israel.
I'm not a fan of his coming here for multiple reasons. It looks very good on paper that President Biden is coming to speak at Morehouse College. It's considered very prestigious, whatever, but I think a lot of the seniors are suffering because of it. But I think, of course, ideologically, I think his being here, especially the possible conferment.
Is that a woman? What is that? Is it a guy? You sure it's a guy? What?
Of an honorary degree is very inconsistent with the values of this institution.
Okay, so, but anyways, y'all see this? They're talking about Joe Biden showing up, and Joe Biden, they're picking up on it. They're pandering.
Yeah, you know, to the Morehouse commencement
speech. This is Morehouse,
speech.
Yeah, Morehouse College. And predominantly, I guess it is just all black liberal, a black liberal college, right? Black liberal college.
It's called liberal arts college, liberal, university,
liberal,
yeah.
Okay, liberal arts, okay. Yeah. But, you know, woke college. And a lot of them are like looking at Joe Biden and saying, no. These, you know, you would, me personally, I would have the thought, at least a lot of black people going to get edumacated, that they would understand and they would see what Joe Biden, all the racist remarks that he's been saying, all the hateful things that he's been saying. Me, that's just me personally, right? That's just me. I think that way. You know, most educated people can recognize what Joe Biden, the Democrats have been doing. But I guess black people just a little bit slower. Maybe that's what it is. And that's the reason why Joe Biden has this thing by calling him boy. Well, let me share this one with you too, because this is another one how black people are getting highly upset because they're not getting what they want. See, Joe Biden and the Democrats, they came and they promised all of these different things for
people of color.
They promised all these things. But then the people of color got a kick to the curb. And now all of the money that they've been screaming for has been going to illegals. All of the money has been going to illegals. Remember, black people not too long ago was kicking and screaming about reparations. They're actually still kicking and screaming about reparations, but they're not getting it. And the reason why they're not getting it, because you got to pay for these illegals. Remember, they were asking for reparations 10 years ago, even when Obama was in office. And the Democrats came, oh, yeah, we got you. Then the illegals come and we got them, not you. And black people, I'm wondering, are they going to remember who did this to them come November?
I'm born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts. I can't stand this country to what they did to my people.
Wanda Hervey isn't alone in her frustration. One by one, members of Boston's African-American community stepped up to the mic to tell a commission on reparations what the term means to them.
Reparation is cash, it's land, it's education, it's these other functions that are included. It's not just money.
Longtime Boston City Council member Charles Yancey gave the room a history lesson on reparations promised to slaves after the Civil War.
Now, I want y'all to listen to this, because reparations actually did go to black people after the Civil War. When the Democrats lost the Civil War, reparations did go. But what happened, Democrats, legislators during that time, went to the Supreme Court and said that the government is not allowed to pay off debt and give out money like this. So what ended up happening, the Supreme Court ruled in favor and said, yeah, you're absolutely right. You can't do this. The government is not in the business of giving out money like this, right? So what happened is that all the slaves that did receive the 40 acres and a mule money, what have you, that resources went to their former slave owners. They didn't take it back. It just went to their former slave owners. So they still got that. They still got it, right? So the Democrats got it. They all got hush-hush up about it, right? Because the ones that did receive it. The Democrats reversed it. Now today, the Democrats have been convincing black people to ask for reparations again, as if black people today were slaves. There's not a single black person today alive that experienced this slavery. Not a single one. Not a single white person alive today administered this type of slavery. But Democrats, they would love for you to believe it's still happening. Listen to this.
The enslaved people of this country were promised their share of the wealth once the Civil War was over, and that has yet to happen. Let's set the tone for the United States of America right here in the city of Boston.
There is discussion among this commission and white churches in Boston to invest $50 million into the black community.
We acknowledge the truth of violence perpetuated in stolen lives, stolen land, stolen labor, and make a commitment to work with you to uncover the truth and work for repair.
I just want to bring something up, because that guy said to share in the wealth of the country. Well, to share in the wealth of the country doesn't mean that every single person gets a check of all the wrongs that have been done to them here.
No.
But they get equal opportunity. We just played Morehouse, which one of those young men literally said it's a prestigious college. It literally costs, if you're in state, $9,000 a year to go there. If it's out of state, $30,000 to go there. And so they have that opportunity, just like everybody else, to better themselves. That's what it means. That means that they have equal rights. The wealth of this country is not just money. It's opportunity. It's fairness. It's to be treated equal, to have equal opportunity. Now, it's a capitalist country. So that means you have to put in the work in order to get a part of it. We don't just, you know, although there are people that are on welfare. I mean, I get that. But I think it's, these people just want free money at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to say thank you again to another people, the we. Thank you so much for that blessing here on LFA TV. Thank you so much for that. What a blessing. Thank you so much. It really, really means a lot. Thank you so much. So let me share this one with you. This is with Joe Biden, of course, Sleepy Joe. And did you know, let me hold on, before I play it, let me ask y'all in the comments here. I want y'all to leave me in the comments. Did y'all, what plandemic took place when Joe Biden was VP with Obama? It's a valid question, right? It's a valid question. What plandemic, y'all leave it right here in the comment. What plandemic took place when Joe Biden was VP with Obama? It's not a trick question. I mean, it's really not. It's not a trick question. Does anyone know the answer? Right? There was one episode of Ebola. It was one episode of Ebola. I think two people, but they shut it down immediately. Right? I think it actually happened in Texas, if I'm not mistaken. There was one episode of Ebola that happened in Texas when Obama was in office. But was it the plandemic? Right? There was no plandemic. Right? Was it some people saying swine flu? But it wasn't a plandemic, right? Right? Was it a plandemic like the one we had in 2020 that they created? Some people say swine flu, right? I don't think it was, because I remember there was like a little episode, but apparently Joe Biden went up to, what was it, Boston? Did he go up to Boston, Shannon?
I think it was. This was in Boston, yeah.
So he traveled to Boston to fight the plandemic. And I'm thinking to myself, what plandemic? Now, there was some outbreaks, there was some things, but there was no plandemic.
I mean, once again, Will, he's so confused about time. He's confused about what happened, when, and under who.
Right. I mean, there's always been some outbreaks. I think everyone agrees, right? Because people put in the comments the swine flu. And there was one case I remember with the Ebola. But, you know, it wasn't like the pandemic where they shut down the country. Well, listen to Joe Biden.
And when I was vice president, things were kind of bad during the pandemic. And what happened was, Barack said to me, go to Detroit and help fix it. Well, poor mayor, he spent more time with me than he ever thought he's going to have to. God love you.
So Barack told him to go to Detroit and fix the plandemic. What did he fix? What? I mean, I'm confused now. Joe Biden actually showed up to where there was a plandemic going on? So did he go 6 months after the pandemic? Did he go 8 months? Did he go a year and a half, like East Palestine? How long did it take him to go there? I had no idea we had a pandemic. Right? We didn't have a pandemic where they shut down the country. We've always had cases where there's been things. One person said the H1N1. I remember that too. But they didn't have it where they shut down. They didn't shut down all these businesses, right? They didn't shut them all down like they are now. Well, listen to this one. Here's another one with Joe Biden pandering, right? Because this is about Joe Biden. He's a pander expert, showing up pandering, talking to black people. And apparently black people, in this case, you can't get water. If you're standing in line to vote, White mean Republicans won't allow you to have water, according to Joe.
It's natural to wonder if democracy you hear about actually works for you. What is democracy? If black men are being killed in the street, what is democracy? Betrayal of broken promises still leave black communities behind. What is democracy? You have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot. Most of all, what does it mean, as we've heard before, to be a black man who loves his country, even if it doesn't love him back in equal measure?
And you hear that people barely even clapping. See, I thought it was just the other video where he was talking about black people not being able to get water while they're in line voting. But in this case, he's saying, what is democracy? Democracy means that black people don't have access to things. Black people can't do anything. Black people are still getting killed because of democracy. That's what I'm hearing. Did anyone else hear the same thing? And when he's actually put that out there, I'm like, what is he saying? And who wrote this for him? Who wrote this? Or is he just getting off script? Does he think that he can be like, you know, President Trump? Read the teleprompter, pause the teleprompter, you know, go off script, tell everybody about his thoughts, about his views, about different things, then get back on the teleprompter. Joe Biden can't even stay on the teleprompter, let alone get off of it and then go back. Joe Biden never even is able to get on the teleprompter, is the point. Look at this one here. I have to throw this one in the mix because everyone, I know everybody has seen this video, and I have to play it for you one more time. This is Joe Biden hopped up on drugs. He's 100% hopped up on drugs. I don't think there's any question about the drugs that he's on. Look at his, look at him. He got those beady eyes, big, big beady eyes. He's not blinking. His eyes are dilated. Dude is something, there's something, he's on something here. Right? Listen.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that.
So he's telling people, the men and women in blue, never forget that. When he and along with the other Democrats have been working very hard on defunding the police department. But wait a minute, look at him. You know, there's a video, Shannon, where President Trump was actually saying for the debate that he's going to put in a request or one of the things that Joe Biden has to take a drug test.
Yeah, I heard that.
I mean, he should. And President Trump said, no, I'm serious. He needs to take a drug test. A drug test should be required.
Yeah.
But Joe Biden, they're not going to buy it. They're not going to go with this. No, we're not going to do a drug test. No, because then we can't give them drugs.
There was one congressman that actually suggested that he knew Biden was on something.
He sure did.
So, I mean, he said, I was in that chamber, and he said he literally yelled for 2 hours, right? That's not low energy, Joe. Joe has very little energy. He can barely walk. He can barely talk. The debates are going to be so interesting, and I know a lot of you guys, people watching, just like Will and I, are very interested in anticipating these debates and to see what's going to happen.
You know what? That's a good question. How many of y'all are going to watch CNN that night? Because, you know, they have exclusive rights to it, of course. And it kind of disgusts me to no end because you had Rona, right? Rona McDonald's. She ran straight to all the liberal media outlets for all of the RNC primary. And now we're going to have these first two base going to be on the liberal media outlet. And the first one's on the Communist News Network. So anyone here, leave me a comment. Anyone here going to watch CNN? Or are you just going to wait until someone else streams it live? You know, because I'm pretty sure if you come here to LFA and we will have it streaming live here, right? We'll have it streaming live here. So you don't have to worry about it. Because I can't stand, you know, I don't want to give CNN any more ratings than we have to. And that's the only reason why they're doing it. It's going to be one of the most televised debates in American history, my personal opinion. I think it's going to be. Because we're all going to want to see it. We're going to see what President Trump is going to say. We're going to see how many times that they're going to cut off the mic to Joe Biden, right? We're going to see that. Or I say Joe Biden, they're going to cut off the mic to President Trump. We're all wanting to see that. How many times are going to do that? We know that they've already joked about it, cutting his mic off. When President Trump says something that's truthful, cut his mic. When President Trump is reminding Joe Biden how he lied and what he did to the country, cut President Trump's mic off. This is going to be the going thing. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. All right, when we come back from this break, I want to show you how Joe Biden did everything but get on his knees and grovel to black people. You're not going to want to miss this.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, I believe in having a substantial percentage of my financial future secured with gold and silver. Uh-oh. Yeah, I did. Let me tell you. Look at this. This is Colonial Metals Group, okay? This is one of our sponsors for here on LFA. And this is why it's really important that you contact them. Just call them. Tell them LFA sent you. Because I believe in having a substantial percentage of my financial future secured with gold and silver. That's why I decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They helped me set up a safe and secure direct IRA where I have access to my assets, no matter what the stock market is doing, or, for the matter of fact, what the federal government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect your family's future. They put together a special offer for our LFA audience. Click on the link in the description below and call the special 800 number, and you'll receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. But you got to call them. Click on the link. Call them and tell them LFA sent you. When you call them and tell them LFA sent you, you'll really, really appreciate it. They'll really appreciate it. We will too, because this is how you help us. Make sure you get the address right there, colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA. Okay, look at this. Look at this. Now, this is Joe Biden doing everything, pretty much on his feet groveling. You know, don't leave me. Don't leave me. And I'm just wondering, I would love to have a little microphone. I'm wondering if Joe Biden is calling him a boy. Because Joe Biden is quick to call black males boys. He's done it through his entire career. He's called black people boys constantly. Listen to this. Look at you hear the excitement in the room? Hold on. That's a door you hear creaking, opening up. Listen to the excitement in the room. Can y'all hear that? So because it's so silent in there, you know, if President Trump was in the room, this wouldn't be happening. It's always so much energy. It's always the spirit of America is always filled in the room when President Trump is there. The Holy Spirit is in the room, too, because before President Trump, every event that I've gone to that's been, you know, somewhat intimate in a small setting, there's so much prayer going on every single time. I've never gone to an event where there's not prayer happening before President Trump shows up. And we're all just excited. And it's just so much energy. But in this case, you hear the door creaking. And because there's so less energy in here, they got to start playing music. They got to do something to try to get the, you know, get black people up and going. Watch.
Georgia Democrats, please join me in giving a warm welcome to the 46th president of the United States.
I mean, so someone has to tell them to get excited about Joe? You weren't excited to begin with? I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Really?
Yeah, they were so quiet, you could hear a door creak. You heard the door creaking open?
Wow,
right?
Well, here's Joe Biden at the same event talking about his poll numbers. And when we already know Joe Biden poll numbers are so low, he make Jimmy Carter look like he's in the high hundreds. That's how low Joe has gone. And of course, listen to what he says, because he's lying, talking about, well, you can't believe the poll numbers. You know, watch this.
You hear about how, you know, we're behind in the polls. Well, so far, the polls haven't been right once.
He said so far the polls haven't been what? The right ones?
They haven't been right once.
They haven't been right once.
Not a single one has been right.
The polls haven't been right.
You know why?
Don't believe the polls.
Now, when he says a single one hasn't been right, he's literally admitting that they are all saying that Trump's winning, right?
Yeah, because not a single poll has gotten it right.
Because before he was saying, you're not looking at the right polls. Now it's like the polls aren't right.
Exactly. Look, he's in here telling black people, you know, don't believe the polls.
You hear about how, you know, we're behind in the polls. Well, so far, the polls haven't been right once. We're either tied or slightly ahead or slightly behind.
Wow, that is one depressing event. President Biden shrugging off over dismal poll numbers as he campaigns in Georgia this weekend. He's capping off with a commencement speech at Morehouse College.
Really? Is that Stacey Abrams?
He's standing in front of her now, but she was off to the right.
And she got that red thing on?
No.
No?
Right here. Right there.
Where?
Did you see her?
No.
Right there.
Oh, sure is. Right there by his microphone. Yeah. In the shot, though, she's off at a distance, but that's where she is. Wow. Of course Stacey Abrams going to be there. Of course she is.
She probably begged everyone to come.
Yeah. We got to go give Massa Joe some attention, everybody. Come on in, Massa Joe. Well, look at this. This is Joe Biden throughout the years calling black people boy, and these same black people still support this dude. Even Cory Booger on the other end. He straight up called Cory Booger a boy. And where's Cory Booger today? Where's Cory Booger? Have y'all noticed you haven't seen or heard from Cory Booker in a while?
I think he's actually campaigning. I think he is up for re-election?
But still.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
where is Cory Booker? I mean, I haven't heard anything from Cory Booker in a while. I mean, before, Cory Booker would have a lot to say, but it's like he's just hush, hush. I mean, there's nothing coming from Cory Booker right now. It's actually Cory Booker, for those of you wondering if I'm pronouncing it right, but I call him Cory Booker because he's nothing but a snot. Listen to this. He's going to actually talk about Joe Biden in 2019, referring to him as a boy, and he wants Joe Biden to apologize, and Joe Biden go, why do I need to apologize? That boy need to get in his place, and he need to apologize for asking me to apologize for him. Joe Biden says, I'm the white man. You're the N-word, boy. Get in your place. I mean, look, y'all tell me. What do you think Joe Biden's saying?
He used words like boy in a way that caused a lot of hurt and harm, and I called him out on it. And instead of coming forward and saying, I could have said that better, or let me tell you what I meant, he fell into a defensive crouch and tried to reassign blame and said that I should apologize to him.
Oh, you see this? Joe Biden said, Cory Booker said he should apologize for him. And listen to Joe, because Joe's going to say, boy, get in your place. He can leave out the boy this time. But basically he's saying, boy, get in your place. You should apologize. I'm the white man here. I'm the white demon, Grat.
Are you going to
apologize for what?
Cory Booker's called for it.
Cory should apologize. He knows better.
Wow. Cory Booker should apologize. That boy knows better. I mean, really? Really? So black people out there, are you okay with Joe Biden? You're going to vote for him again? Because I know a lot of black people out there, they voted for this. They voted for this. I mean, really? This is Joe. This is what Joe said about Cory Booker. Right? He knows better. Get in your place, boy.
You got a hell of a new governor in Wes Moore, I tell you. He's the real deal, and the boy looks like he can still play. He got some guns on him. LLJ Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs. I think he's been with my senior advisor and boy who knows Louisiana very, very well, man, and New Orleans, and Cedric Richmond. You want to come and make a speech? Hush up, boy.
Wow. I mean, just wow. Can y'all imagine, just for one second, if President Trump, if they even thought that President Trump was referring to a black person as boy, just thinking it. I mean, they already do, right? But they have never said that President Trump called someone boy. I just played the clips for you. Joe Biden calling black men boys. And this last one right here. Do you want to speak?
You want to come and make a speech?
Like someone's making noise. Do you want to come and make a speech, boy? Do you want to come and make a speech? Watch.
You want to come and make a speech? Hush up, boy.
Come on. And you know what these leftists do? Well, President Trump said, where's my African American? Where's my African American? Like, they want you to refer to black people as African American. And when President Trump says, where's my African American, being politically correct in 2015, 2016, when it happened. Oh, my goodness. President Trump said, where's my African American? Did President Trump says, where's my N-word? Where's my boy at? What you doing, boy? No, he didn't. But they don't call Joe racist, Jim Crow Joe 2.0 racist. They no. See, they're completely used to the white man being in the big house and a Democrat saying everything I just shared with you, what Joe Biden said. It's the most despicable thing ever. Joe Biden is 100% disgusting. He's repulsive. Repulsive. Hey, Really quick, let me tell you about LFATV.us, LFATV.us, where you can go and get the best swag on planet Earth, on God's green earth. Look at this right now. You can still get the, I think the sale is still going on for $10, right, on LFATV.us, where you can get the great merchandise. And Jeremy has some really awesome merchandise coming in too. But right now, this is like a steal. It's a steal. It's the best deal. Right now, it's a steal. Go to LFATV.us. Pick up the swag. Pick up the swag. And of course, you know, I'm always asking everybody. And I want to thank you when you do. Right? And I don't see everybody's, but I do see some people. When they get the new swag and they send me a picture with them in it. And if I haven't connected with them on social media, I do connect with them. So please, LFATV.us, go there, pick up this swag, do it today. You will really, really like it. Really like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Okay. All right. We are right here at the end, everybody. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please, if you haven't already, can you bless me by hitting that thumbs up? It really means a lot, and it actually works on the algorithms here on LFA. On Rumble, it works. The algorithms work. They work in the favor of the network, LFA TV. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. It's been an honor and a pleasure and a privilege to be here with you to support the LFA network, to keep going, to keep fighting, to keep pushing forward. We have to. This is it. President Trump has already said this is going to be the last battle. The last battle. So we need to get ready, everybody. God bless everybody. Stay safe out there. Base America, followed by Roger Stone.
Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it.
Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.